sarcastically speaking here. It is, what is it? May 6th, 2020. Still on some quarantine shit, but apparently it's only going to be till the 15th. And then we see what's up. I'm at the point now to where, hey, let's just open it up. Fuck it. Let that Darwin shit kick in. Start the show.
You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners. Here we go.
Play to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Again, Corona stealing all our freedoms, stealing everything. What is the latest Corona update? I think they're saying other states have just, what was it, Alabama? They're just opening everything up and the rest of us are just looking, waiting to see what happens. People are definitely pissed off. Yeah. TV will never be the same. No way it can be. At some point, like, everything that they have recorded in the can, they're going to run out of. Or the new normal will be what we see via American Idol, where they all, well, yes, me and my wife still watch American Idol, where they have them all set up in their, quarantined in their parents' houses, in living rooms and playrooms and rec rooms and apartments. And what's that chick's name? The black chick, the Just Sam, I think. Chick was from like, which one, like Brooklyn or something, some shit, and she's out in California. And when all this shit hit, she's like, well, fuck it. She just stayed in California, which, a couple of questions I gotta ask here with that. Well, because she was a Subway singer. She lived with her grandmother. And I guess my question now is since she stayed out here, obviously, her lucrative career as a Subway singer, I don't think it would afford her the opportunity or privilege of living in a Southern California apartment. So I'm pretty sure American Idol put her up. She probably just decided, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out here. I've got a little notoriety. People kind of know who my name is. I got some steam. I'll just stay out here. Probably in touch with some agents. But the thing is you put it in the same exact boat as you put all performing artists. I don't know that it's going to be soon that people are going to want to rush out to performing venues to be crowded and herded up into, you know, stadiums or clubs or anywhere where there's a ton of people with the chance that you may get breathed on and get the Rona. But anyway, that's me trailing off into the weeds that I don't need to trail off into. But yeah, I wonder. I mean, because I gotta say this. At first, when I heard they were gonna do that, I was kind of like, I almost had the same reaction I had when I heard that they were gonna do, like, what sports tried to be like, okay, we're gonna still do sports, but we're gonna do it with no fans. And I'm like, what? They did a UFC with no fans, and that shit, I don't think I watched it. I think I should probably go home and check it out. I think I am. Because, I didn't get to see that. But to me, a crowd or people, you need that energy. You know? That you feed off of it to some degree. The energy from the audience. It's infectious. It's like the same as, again, stand-up comedy. People are still doing these Zoom shows, to which I haven't watched one. I've accidentally clicked on one, and I just, ugh. I definitely know, like, it with stand-up. You need, like, how can you even test the material, really? Like, a virtual open mic? I mean, when you lay a joke down, you want to see where the laughs hit, where the beats are. And I don't even think you can do that via satellite, a.k.a. in your room, on your phone. Of course, you're going to fucking shit right here. Back to the show. Like I was saying earlier about American Idols, that people are performing in their living rooms. And I think I was talking about comedy before I stopped, but I'm going to go back to American Idol because, A, sometimes once you lose your train of thought, you got to get on the first train that fucking passes you by or is going to pass you by. I feel like American Idol's the top 20, and then they whittled them down to what was it, 10? And it's always one of those things where you almost wonder, they say that it's a nationwide vote, but you almost wonder if to some degree they play around with the results just for ratings' sake. Either leave somebody out who's definitely one of the more talented ones, or put somebody in who's kind of marginal. I don't remember all their names, but who was it? The dude, it's the black dude with he's got the real grainy voice and the braids. I could probably look him up, but I'm not going to do that. But I thought he was decent. Did I think he was top 10 worthy? Nah. But one other thing is, it's almost like with when they had the draft and people are at their houses, you know, you get these sports figures and they're sitting in their dens, in their libraries or wherever they may be, but you could tell they dress up their backgrounds. Like if they were a outstanding college player from Arkansas or they're a retired player from the Steelers, you see a terrible towel. All I'm saying though is the background would kind of tell you something. With American Idol, where they're performing, you could see some of them, like him, I think he was like in a garage or something. You know, you had the last chick, what's her name? Michaela something. That girl, she's 17 years old. Number one, she's gorgeous. Wait, hashtag not a pedophile, but she's a gorgeous, good-looking woman. Doesn't look real. She's got, like, really tiny waist, big tits. I'm not sure about the ass, and she doesn't look her age. Can sing her ass off. And when they brought her through the whole group rounds and all that, I thought she was going to get chewed up and spit out, but nah, she made it. And you look, and her dad is he's a fire chief, and you look, and she's in a, you could tell, upper middle class, you know, you look and see, I mean, you can see money. Then you got people that are grown and still living with their parents, or they just went back home and are sheltering at home. I like that Arthur Gunn kid. An Indian dude that's kind of Rastafarian or kind of folk. I like his growl. I dig that. The Filipino kid that they got who, what's his name, Francisco? Figured that kid would make it just because. Guy is fucking super nervous. He should invest in some damn anxiety medication. And my wife gets mad at me because every time he gets up there, I look at him, he's got his guitar and he's got the rainbow on him. I'm like, that dude's gay. She's like, you know, you say that every time. I'm like, so what? I'll say it again. I'll say it 15 more times. And you know what that is? You know what snapping that is? You know what that's a product of sheltering at home. That's what that's a product of. You're getting on each other's fucking nerves. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Once you love them, you're going to hate them from time to time. It's just the way it is. You're exposed to everything about them all the time. You don't have to love everything about the person that you're with or that you quote unquote love, and you don't even have to accept everything. Sometimes you just tolerate it. I don't know if that even sounds right. That sounds worse, doesn't it? Yeah, it does a little bit. My point is, didn't really have one. The beauty of having your own non-revenue generating podcast you can just go off the cuff and wherever it takes you is wherever you go. But back to Mr. Francisco. The kid, he's super nervous again, like I said. He makes it through. And then when they do the little backstory on him, shocker, his mom's a nurse. What? A middle-aged Filipino woman that's a nurse? No. Dude, Filipino women come sliding out the birth canal with stethoscopes around their neck. Probably filling out an H&P and calling a doctor to up the pain medication for the mom because her vag canal. Dude, I don't know where I was going with that. Might be a chunk of something later. You had the British kid's name, who's a pizza delivery driver, I think like in Pennsylvania. I don't know, I wonder, does he live in Pennsylvania? Was he going to school? I don't remember. I see him, I wasn't sure he was going to make it through. I forget the real pretty boy who, because the way they did it, they had everybody on the Zoom, that little Zoom bulletin board, and if you went through, they pull you up, and otherwise you're just sitting there like a dum-dum, and it's over. That's a sucky way to kind of go out. Because how many people fucking audition for American Idol? And dude, you make it to the top 20? The odds of that are astronomical. And then you get to then whittle down to the top 10, and they do it just, it's like a snap of the finger. It's like Thanos just snapping his finger, and 10 people are fucking gone. And apparently, too, they're doing the show at an accelerated pace because they lost time. So I think, like, in 2 weeks, the show's going to be over. Maybe, like, 10 days. And this is my last piece on this. I said this, my wife and daughter kind of got a little mad at me. And I was like, you know, this is all cool and everything, but, like, whoever does win, it's going to be kind of you're going to have to like put an asterisk next to it. Kind of like when the Spurs won that shortened season, NBA season, because of the lockout. With this, because in the end, like, yeah, you're going to have won the competition, but like, you're not going to have performed in front of people. So you're still going to like have nerves to some degree. Yeah, you're still going to have nerves to some degree. You're not even going to be used to it. So it's like false gold, if you ask me, to some degree. I mean, I guess depending on the person, because some of them have, like, legitimate, you know, acting. I mean, not acting, but singing chops. So they'll be all right. But that nervous Francisco kid, nah, that dude, he's not going to benefit from this at all. Not that I don't even, there's a part of me that even wonders if American Idol, people even still rock with it like that, you know? I don't know. I know this. I'm done talking about it for now.
Watch yourself, BA. Now you're gonna lose your oldest friend here. BA, move!
Michael Jordan. Watched, what was it? Episodes 5 and 6 of The Last Dance. My first comment is, I'm disliking him less. Mr. Jordan, that is. Because as time has gone, I've made it no secret, and I've talked about it, is that I kind of figured he was kind of a douche. You know, aloof, better than people, treated people like dog shit or whatever. But after watching these last two episodes, pretty good. The footage that they have, it's amazing. You want to talk about behind the scenes, man? I mean, and again, it doesn't paint him in the most positive of lights. I mean, they touch on everything. What's going on? Touch on everything that he did. All the things that are funny is, as a 48-year-old man who's lived and watched sports, it's kind of crazy to, like, look at some of those things, those instances or situations, and go, damn, I lived and I remembered then. You know when they showed him in the playoffs? What was it, the 93 playoffs against the Knicks? You know, and the first thing that comes to my mind for me is that dunk that Starks had over Pippen and Jordan. You know? That's at least for me. But again, like, I think I respect the fact that, like, they're painting a full picture of him. You know? A rounded person who loved to fucking gamble. Loved to gamble. And it's crazy how, like, this dude will go to a Indian casino or whatever. He went to a casino the night before a game, and people are giving him shit. And, you know, and he does that bullshit interview with Ahmad Rashad, his buddy best friend, with the glasses on, saying he doesn't have a problem. And you know what, man? Even if he did, so what? As long as he's not doing anything illegal. Because he's not. It's not illegal for a professional athlete, a.k.a. the GOAT, greatest of all time basketball player, to throw down some money on some bets, whether it be golf, blackjack, what fucking when they showed him in the back throwing quarters against a wall and see who could get it the closest. I mean, dude, that dude up on the plane, thousands of dollars in hands, but then leaves that group of players and goes up front with, who is it, Purdue and Paxton, where they're playing dollar blackjack. He wants it all. That right there is a competitive motherfucker who's addicted to competition. To competition is what he's addicted to. One thing that I don't like that they're doing, how they keep shifting back and forth between the two three-peats. Didn't like it. The Isaiah Thomas thing. Dude, I feel like he says, hey, look, not a fan of the guy. Is he a great player? Yeah. I remember I posed this question too to some people. Can you dislike somebody but still think they're funny? And to my surprise, most people are like, yeah, I didn't think that way. I didn't think most people would return that answer to me in that way. Because people can say what they want until the shit's actually in their face. You know what I'm saying? But what else is crazy is watching him with the Dream Team. I forgot that Tony Kukoc, they were going to draft him, and he played against them and ended up being in the final against him. Still gets drafted. And Pippen and Jordan, not fans of his, mainly because Crumbs Krause is the one that brought him in. And that little fat Napoleonic motherfucker, good general manager, but dude, you want to talk about somebody who needed validation and recognition for what he was, not just the players, his organization. It's like, dude, just relax. You're paid well to basically be the manager of a game. It's a game. That's what you're doing. You're not solving anything. You're not creating a coronavirus, motherfucker. You're drafting players and, you know, riding on planes and popping Cristal and Molly, whatever you're doing. So get over yourself. Jordan, the crazy thing with him, too, is, like, he's, what, a 6'6 guard? As I'm watching those games, to me, it almost seemed like, as time went on, it didn't seem it was, as time went on, there were different rules to officiating. He got more calls or more foul calls. It almost seemed like people were scared to D him up. I mean, we see how the Bad Boys did it back in the day. We see exactly how they did it. They beat his fucking ass. That's how they did it. I think as his career went on, there's such a thing as giving somebody too much respect. And I think some of that is what happened. And now they're bringing up this, the Michael Jordan, LeBron James comparisons. You know, with that one, LeBron can's not going to. If you're a top NBA player in the league, you're always going to be compared to the past greats. So that, come on. And I do have to admit, some time has passed, and like, there's young people that never saw Jordan play. They've just only seen him in clips. They didn't watch him on TV. So his legend is what they know. But they've seen LeBron. They've seen Kobe. But I think this shit has reminded everybody why his airness was considered the greatest. I mean, everyone bowed down to him. And I love how, like, Magic Johnson, to me, it seems like as time went on, he realized Michael was one of, was going to be as great as he was, and he just like, made sure he was friends with Mike, you know? Then Mike beat that ass. Other crazy thing was the shoe deal. Oh, my God. Nike, because I read a book about Nike. You want to talk about right place, right time, right planning? I mean, the history of that shoe, they started out, they were just importing, you know, running shoes from Japan. And then eventually, we're like, fuck it, we'll do our own thing, create their own shit, and now it's a $1 billion enterprise. With Michael Jordan not only having his own shoe every year, but he's got his own line. And when they break down who the top, you know, shoe manufacturers are, or shoe sales companies, like, you have Nike, and then the Air Jordan is off by itself. Jordan's a billionaire. All because he didn't go with Converse. He wanted to go with Adidas. He didn't even want to do Nike. Can you even fucking imagine that? He didn't want to do Nike. You want to talk about a change in history? Holy shit. One of the other heartbreaking, I mean just heartbreaking things about that documentary is it opens up, man, and it's Kobe Bryant talking about him and Jordan, the All-Star game, and you look at that and you're like, and it feels like it was years ago that the world lost that dude, but it's like heartbreaking to see, man, or hear, just watch. You're like, fuck. I mean, dude. You want to talk about somebody taken away too soon, but at the same time, experienced and did a lot more in his life than, I mean, 15 lifetimes. So, I don't, in a way, I don't think you can say too soon. I think you could just say, hey, man, yeah. No, I can't say it too soon, man. Yeah, Kobe, yeah, that's a hard one. But if you do get the chance, because it's a 10-parter, and I think it was originally supposed to not be released until, like, the beginning of summer or some shit, but once this corona hit, took everything out, it's like, people are trying to come up with content, man. Because, like I said early on, eventually, all this canned shit that they have, they're going to run out of. And it's going to be like, hey, might need to come up with the next great reality show. But even then, how are you going to shoot it? Who knows how things are going to be? What are the restrictions going to be? How long are we going to be rocking these stupid-ass masks that I have to wear? That I'm at work, I'm kind of getting used to it. Hate to say that, but I am. You want another... another 30 for 30 that I checked out would be the, I think I talked about it already, it was a Junior Seau. Another tragic one if you get a chance. Well, after watching that one, it had me questioning, shit, man. Is football even going to be around for a while? Because that motherfucker had CTE like a mug. And it's just kind of hard. I think it's hard for people to wrap their head around the fact that, like, it's, how can it be a disease if it's from getting, well, this is just my thought process, from multiple head blows, but it is, man. They're proving that shit. That player, what was his name, Dave Duerson, I think his name was, shot himself in the heart and left a note. I want you to test my brain. It may help other people. That's some selfless shit right there. You're like, you're all fucked up mentally, but you still got the wherewithal to know, man, you know what? What I'm going through right now isn't normal. And I can't live like this anymore. And I know that there are people that have been in the same situation I have as a professional athlete and are probably still suffering. And if this shit can help, props. They cut up Junior Seau's brain and bam, sure enough, Aaron Hernandez, sure enough. But the thing with Aaron Hernandez is that, like, I mean, Junior Seau was doing fucked up shit, but he wasn't killing motherfuckers, boy. That's the thing. Like, you can, I truly believe, yeah, you can have a sickness that compels you to do things, but you still did them. You're still, hey, you're in it all, hey. Sucks, but hey, as I'm talking all this shit and watch, I'm going to be stuck in one of these positions, and I'm going to listen to this go, man, the fuck? Look at that empty McDonald's container in the middle of the road. Today's the last day to where I can go to McDonald's, get me a hero meal, free meal. When they first announced that shit, well, because I'm a healthcare worker, not a hero, but when they first announced that shit, I felt kind of busted. I'm going and getting my free little meal and shit. But then I did it and was like, shit, Nuggets were on point. Unlike all this fucking noise, I think I'm going to end. Because I'm not trying to yell over all this shit around me. I'm being Hunter. You be you. I'll be me. Sarcastically speaking. Good day, good night, good evening, good morning. Thought I was finished. Nah, decided I'm not. So, the internet never ceases to amaze me with the shit that goes down. Police arrested some jackass in Disney World because he was camping out on one of the, I guess, one of the resorts or something at Disneyland. Talking about, well, it was a tropical paradise. We figured it was nothing. You know what? Get off the drugs. I'm the fuck on. Too bad they didn't camp where all them alligators are, the ones that ate that baby. I'm like, really? Really, you're going to camp there? No. Fucking arrested. I wonder how they even found out about it. Well, I would hope to think that the mouse still has their top-notch security system, even though there's no visitors or guests. They're still keeping the shit real. But yeah. What about this? I think it was in Kentucky. A man finally receives his, what is it, unemployment check after the dispute. Man's name was Tupac Shakur. They didn't give it to him. Like, get the fuck out of here. He's dead, or maybe he isn't. I mean, a lot of people say he's not. Dude, a lot of people say, like, yeah, Tupac ain't dead. He's still alive. But apparently he is. But they want to give this dude his money because you're not Tupac. The first thing I thought was like, well, wait a second. First of all, was he older, younger? Apparently the guy's older. So that means he's Tupac Shakur. I mean, he was Tupac first. You know? But I mean, that's crazy, though. He had to dispute the shit. I mean, he couldn't, like, check his social security number or some shit. You would think. I guess that's the equivalent if somebody named Elvis Presley submitted a claim for unemployment. Like, get the fuck out of here. But yet again, he's another one of those ones that people say he's not dead. He's out somewhere else. Or is dead now, but at one point wasn't. It's like, no, he's dead. He's dead. Tupac's dead. They're all dead. That's a crazy thing about names. Like, I'm scrolling through my Facebook timeline, and I saw, and I think it was in one of the groups. This is this Formosan Mountain Dog group that I'm in. And this chick's name was like Julie Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, never in my life have I ever come across anybody last name Trump. Only Trump I've ever known is that orange face 45 POTUS of ours. I mean, and can you imagine the amount of shit that she takes with that last name? And when you look at her profile, she clearly makes it clear that she's not a fan of 45. She's like the whole other way. Super progressive liberal, probably. Fucking labels. Hate labels. Yeah. Names are crazy. Like, that's like when people, you name somebody something. Like, if your last name is Jordan, and you have a kid, and you name, give him first name Michael, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Just stop it. You're fucking that kid's life up. It's endless amounts of jokes, first day of school, Michael, Jordan, where? What are you doing that to him? Change your fucking name, because you figured that. Well, like, if you think of Michael, there's Michael Jordan, basketball player, and then there's Michael B. Jordan. Baby Creed. I wonder if he started doing that later on in his acting career, because he's like, look, I'm tired of this Michael Jordan shit. I remember when ESPN had that commercial where a dude was named Michael Jordan, he would show up and people would be all disappointed and shit. Like, you're not Michael Jordan, you're a slow, balding white man. Yeah. Not a white man, a little slow. I'm definitely balding. You know what else I am? I'm done. Yeah, that was it. Done with content. All right, this is the official end. Goodbye, good night, good morning, good evening, whatever. Sarcastically speaking about stuff sports. B.A. Hunter, out.
Headhunter, son.